Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. Brethren, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 42 through 48. The Lord said, "Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you. You have heard it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy,' but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you salute only your brethren, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." On this day, the 2nd of June, we commemorate Nikephoros the Confessor, Patriarch of Constantinople. Saint Nikephoros was born in Constantinople about the year 758 of pious parents. His father Theodore endured exile and tribulation for the holy icons during the reign of Constantine Copronymus. Nikephoros served in the imperial palace as a secretary. Later, he took up the monastic life and struggled in asceticism not far from the imperial city. He also founded monasteries in the eastern shore of the Bosphorus, among them one dedicated to the great martyr Theodore. After the repose of the holy patriarch Tarasius, he was ordained patriarch on April 12, 806, and in this high office led the Orthodox resistance to the iconoclasts' war on piety, which was stirred up by Leo the Armenian. Because Nikephoros championed the veneration of the icons, Leo drove Nikephoros from his throne on March 13, 815, exiling him from one place to another, and lastly to the monastery of St. Theodore, which Nikephoros himself had founded. It was here that, after glorifying God for 9 years as patriarch, and then for 13 years as an exile, tormented and afflicted, he gave up his blameless soul in 828 at about the age of 70. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.